High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Wow, Blickman still got three on the baseline with a stutter step. Reverse layup, up and good. Front rim, no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board, and it'll start it again.
Tonight's boys basketball game is between the Pencrest Lions and the Garnet Valley Jaguars. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome to the 2020 Center here in Garnet Valley, Glenville, Pennsylvania. I'm Dave DePasqua, alongside Andrew Corbin and Mike Mayers. We're providing today's Central League showdown between the visiting Pencrest Lions and the host, the Garnet Valley Jaguars. Both teams are hungry for a victory. Lastly, Pencrest came off a win on Tuesday against Springfield, where the host, Garnet Valley, fell to a very good Haverford squad. Both teams eager to play tonight. We talked to a few of the coaches early on, Andrew, and they said it's a tough schedule. All the games are in bunches right now.
Oh, yeah. The Pencrest coaches came over and said they're playing every other day this week. They had a game on Tuesday. They play tonight. They play on Saturday. It's a tough schedule for high schoolers, but in a way, it lets them get after it.
On Saturday, Pencrest will play Ridley, but Garnet Valley has played more games. They come into this game with a 6-3 record. They won four of the last five. They lost to a good Haverford squad on Tuesday. That final score, 51-43. On the other end, we talked to Pencrest before the game. They were dealing with players not available early on. Now they're catching their stride. They're 4-3, but don't let that fool you. They have three-game winning streak for the Lions. They won their holiday tournament. Both games, they won by 30 points, basically. So they're on a roll recently. They are 1-2 in the Central League with losses to Radnor and Strathaven. Radnor, the surprise, they have a Division I. Not a commit yet, but he is a Division I player. Most recently beat Springfield on Tuesday, 43-32. Both squads have key players, Andrew. You anticipate a high-intensity matchup on both ends. Sahir Lee and Ben standing for the Lions, while Kohler and McKee are the duo to watch for the Jaguars.
Absolutely. It's been a couple years since we've done any high school games, but Logan McKee and Max Kohler were playing at the varsity level a little bit when we saw them last 2 years ago for Garnet Valley, and the same for Zahir Lee and Ben Stanton on Pencrest. We were able to see a little bit of them late in games that we did a couple years ago.
This is our first boys game of the season. It is being broadcasted on YouTube, so you can watch the visual game on YouTube. So in addition to this, we just want to say thank you for tuning to Delco Hoops. As our girls' game was a success at Marple Newtown on Tuesday. It was a great game, Andrew, as it went down to the wire in the last possible minute.
That it did. It was an excellent game for us to start our broadcast season off with. A close one, hard fought by both teams, and congratulations to the Marple Newtown Tigers for winning that one.
We talked about experience a lot in that game. We're going to talk about it here because Pencrest has even more seniors. Their entire starting lineup tonight is all seniors.
That it is. We're looking forward to what should be a very, very good game here tonight between two very talented Central League squads and the Pencrest Lions and the Garnet Valley Jaguars.
4 minutes until tip-off. I'll give you the starting lineups as first the visiting Pencrest Lions. They have a couple different guards that are mix and match. Start with the senior shooter, Garrett Whitfield. He can shoot from all over the floor. Ben Stannon will bring the ball up, but don't be surprised he pulls up that J from mid-range. You have Chase Wilson. He will also shoot it from deep. He's a forward. Sahir Lee, one of the most athletic guards in the Central League. watching their games, haven't seen anybody stay in front of them. That will be a key for the Jaguars tonight. And the center, he's not the tallest guy in the world, but he will box you out, and that's Quinnen Pirelli. Now flip side, you're going to have scores. You're going to have number three, that's a 46'4", Logan McKee. You see if they dump it down to him early and often. Bringing the ball up, 6'1", point guard junior Max Kohler. You said it, he's been playing for a while. He has plenty of experience. They have size on this Jaguars squad. They have another senior, Ryan Wooden, number 14. They list him as small forward. I don't know. He's more of a power forward. You have also Ryan Facenda, a heavy junior lineup. All these guys will be back. That's trouble for the Central League next year. And you know what? Let's throw in a freshman to start as well, number 34, 6'3". That's Jake Snyris. I'm excited to see what he's got because you don't see many freshmen starting at the varsity level here.
That you don't. You don't really ever see a lot of freshmen starting on varsity in the Central League, in the Del Valle, in Delaware County in general. You usually see a bunch of juniors and seniors in these starting lineups. They've played a couple years of JV, but to have a freshman in your starting lineup, that tells you this kid's going to be pretty special.
Absolutely, as the Jaguars are led by their coach, Michael Brown. On the flip side, the Lions are led by longtime head coach, Mike Doyle. He did talk to us a little bit, Andrew. He talked about some ins and some outs, and expect this squad to be ready. They had to prepare quickly, both teams, because they just played on Tuesday.
That they did. We're looking forward to what should be an excellent game of basketball here, an excellent 32 minutes of hoops tonight.
I'm very excited to see whether these teams come out tired or hungry to shoot out, because that fatigue could also play a factor in this game. We'll step aside with 2 minutes until kickoff. You are listening to this presentation of Delco Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. As there's a minute until tip-off, they'll do the national anthem, as well as starting lineups. We ran through it, but more importantly, the Lions, we'll see if they can, as they come to the 2020 Center here in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, home of the Garnet Valley Jaguars. Jaguars have played more games than the Lions, but that doesn't really mean much because every team's going to be jam-packed schedule here on out. I believe they're going to do starting line. So we'll keep it here. I thought they were going to national anthem. That's why I paused, Andrew.
Well, no, we're actually going to, because
we are going to stay here for the national anthem.
We're going to say, because Neela Carroll, which is Brian Carroll's other play-by-play guy, is his daughter.
Oh, that worked out very well.
She also took the lead in Annie at the Swarthmore Players Club.
That's great.
A few years ago before COVID. And she's got quite a voice, and I hope that I just didn't jinx her.
That'd be horrible if you just did, Mike.
But Brian would understand, because as soon as he says, oh, there hasn't been a penalty all game, like, yeah.
Yep.
And then the cloth starts coming out like they're setting tables.
We're also headed towards tip-off, not kick-off.
I know. I know.
No, no, not on the air, Andrew. You don't say it's, that's a memo later. It's kind of like airball.
We're all here just having a good time.
Yeah,
so
we'll start
with starting lineups. Here we go. As we talked about it earlier, but Andrew, if you're Pancrest and you know you don't have the size that Garnet Valley has, because we just went down the lineup. They have 6'3", 6'3", and 6'4", all starting in their front line. Pancrest doesn't have the height to match up with them. What does Pancrest do to counteract that?
They've got to go with their speed. They've got the speed. They've got the agility with Ben Stanton and Sahir Lee. They're able to be a little bit quicker than that big and try and use Garnet Valley size against them, get their bigs into foul trouble.
My thoughts was I want to see what kind of defense they come out in. I want to see if they try and push the tempo, if they go into maybe a zone to try and help out at that height, because you know Garnet Valley is going to pound the paint. They're going to look for transition and easy buckets and try and get in their face early and often. I think a key player in this game is going to be number zero, the senior shooter, Garrett Whitmore. He's been hot as of late. We'll see if he can hit some knockdown, a three here and there. That will bring the defense out and make them extend. That's going to be something to keep an eye on and allow Ben Stanton and Lee to attack the paint because that's what they want to do.
That is absolutely what they want to do. That's what Sahir Lee is able to do. We were able to see that with him from a young age, from when he was a freshman playing. We're going to take a quick break for the national anthem.
That was Neela Carroll, Brian Carroll's daughter, who's got a great voice, and I didn't jinx her, thank goodness. That was a great Star Spangled Banner. A cappella.
Here we go, Andrew, as tip-off is about to get underway. Tip-off. All right, it is between the Pencrest Lions and the Garnet Valley Jaguars. Central League matchup between these two teams. It is critical because both teams need a Central League win.
Yeah. The Pencrest Lions coming out in their all gray unis with red and yellow trim, red numbers with yellow trim. The Garnet Valley Jaguars in the white unis with the maroon trim and maroon and black numbers.
And the tip, it is won by Garnet Valley, and they'll set up with Max Kohler. Brings it to the near side. They dump down. No push off. Pencrest takes over off the turnover. Lee brings it up for the Lions. He has Stanton in the corner if he wants him. They'll set up a play as they're in zone, Andrew. They extended 3-2 and see what they decide to do. They're going to take their time. Lee on the far side takes it to the lane. That's Stanton for three. It's up. No good. Rims out. Knocked out of bounds. It will go to the Jaguars.
Pencrest did a good job on the defensive end of the floor, able to force Garnet Valley into a pass they didn't necessarily want to make, and were able to create the turnover.
Kohler brings the ball up. He has his man on the wing. Shot for three. It's up and good. Logan McKee, the junior forward, 6'4". He shot it. Now they're bringing it up.
Transport three-pointer.
Extended presses. They're going to make them move side to side. Lee breaks it. Now goes all the way to the lane, up and off the rim, no good. Rebound down by Wooden. He brings it up, looking to push the pace. His man on the wing, Kohler. Now he's set up a play for the Jags. Has his man cutting to the lane, up, no good. Rebound provided by Lee. He races down the floor. He has Whitmer on the corner. Instead, he dumps it down to Pirelli, down to the corner. That is Stanton. Now the move side to side against this Jaguars zone defense. Inside. Pirelli, that's Lee to the hoop. Up and good. 3-2 in favor of Jaguars off that bucket by Lee. 6:20 here in the first quarter. I'm Dave DePasco alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. McKee flashes, brings it to the near side, and Kohler. Top of the key. He's looking to attack the paint. Back to the far side. They keep cutting off that edge. That's broken up by Stanton. Stolen by Lee. Good hands by Stanton. Lee looking to attack the middle of the paint. Kicked it out, but is defended very nicely. Tip out of bounds provided by, that was Sneers, the freshman that we were talking about in pregame with that pass break up. Here we go. Here's Lee setting up against this Jaguars 3-2 zone. You have a pick at the top. So there's a few different plays. That's standing now in the middle. That's a three air ball received by McKee. 3-2 Jaguars. 5:30 here in the first quarter. Collard kicks it to the far side. Tacking the paint. Up. No good, but number 14, Ryan Wood, and the senior will go to the line to shoot two.
Took it hard to the lane, got the first foul against Chase Wilson for Pencrest.
First one is up and good. Nothing but net on that one. Second free throw. It is up and no good. And they're going to say a foul on Pencrest off the loose ball. So it's 4-2, and the Jaguars will take possession. The foul is going to be on Pencrest number 33. That's Pirelli. So the loose ball foul. That's the second team foul for the Lions. Kohler kicks it out of bounds. Name is cutting. Went in to shoot the three. He intended that pass for Facenda. No good.
Just a little bit of a miscommunication there between the Jaguars there.
Now a little press by the Jaguars. Side to side. That's Lee and Stan bring it up. Stan on the left side of the court. Lee going to the middle and is pickpocketed. That's Logan McKee. Up and no good. He missed the layup. Now here goes Lee. He's got three. He's got a man to the lane. Now he kicks it out for three. The entire Pencrest bench goes wild as that three-pointer goes
Keystone
good.
Transport three-pointer.
Who was the made the three-point?
Ben Stanton.
5-4. And a slip down inside the paint. Up, no good. That's a push-off out of frustration on Logan McKee. That's his first.
That's just a little bit of an undisciplined play there from Logan McKee. A little bit frustrated that he couldn't get the rebound and that his first two shots wouldn't fall.
That three, though, was provided by, I believe that was Chase Wilson on that three. Lee brings it up. Whitmore still hasn't taken a shot, and that time he got picked off. So that size, 6'3", Sneeris is able to grab it.
Yeah, they kind of just trapped him in that corner there and forced the turnover.
5-4 Lions, 4:10 here in the first quarter inside the 2020 center. For three, it is up. No good. Taken down. So Kohler's three, front rims it. Lee be the primary ball handler for the Lions. This is Stannon's three. It's up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That three extends the lead to four. Lions utilizing that three-point line. They've already hit two here in the first. Off the slip. Pass no good, but a good job by Kohler to throw it off. Stannon, keep possession. Timeout on the floor. Timeout, Garner Valley. We'll step aside as well with 3:35 here in the first quarter. 8-4 Lions. You're listening to Delco Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School
Welcome back
is
the inbound
right
play with 3:30 here. Jaguars set up a Kohler. They're going to run their stuff. They anticipate a wing, then a cut to the paint. They've already run it twice, and there's the flash. So they're continuously backpicking and looking to attack the hoop with their 6'3", 6'4", size. Open three. Doesn't take it. This time he throws it to the wing. It is up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Snares hits this one to cut the lead down to one for the Lions. 8-7. Against a 3-2 zone. Lee, Stannon, Whitmore can all knock down that shot. Bringing around to the far side. Stannon kicks it to Lee on the far side. That's Whitmore. Excuse me, that's Whitfield. Stannon setting up with 2:35 here. This time Whitfield goes for three. Up, no good. Pancrest unable to come down with the board that belongs to McKee. Tosses it to Kohler. They'll set up another play. Comes to the near side. Standing all over him. Turnaround, Jay. He finds the hoop. Is up and good. What a nice turnaround, Jay, on that one. Lee setting up. Whitfield now racing to the other side. The back pick. Standing. Look for the ball. See if he kicks it to the corner. Dribble drive. Nothing doing. Skip side. That's Stan. Pump fake baseline. They're going to call a blocking foul on McKee. That's his second. Big foul.
That's not necessarily who you want to be picking up a couple of early fouls here for Garnet Valley.
Absolutely not. He has to check out now. Insert number 23, Nolan Brennan. Senior center, 6'3". So they add more size into the paint. Stannon. He has the corner for three. It's up. It's no good. Too strong. Comes down. So we've seen a couple shots by number 14, Chase Wilson. He has knocked one down, though. Jaguars lead by one. A minute 25 left here in the first quarter. And he's out of bounds. So that was Kohler. He tried to go baseline. His foot steps out of bounds.
Yeah, really good defense there from Pancrest, trying to just force him to the baseline and just run him out of space, which they did.
Wilson checks at Hemp Hill. Checks in for the Lions. Lee gets a 3-2, taking his time. Gives it to Whitfield. Back to Lee. His strong hand is his left. And they're not going to let anybody go by him, because I've yet to see anybody this season stay in front of him one-on-one. 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. The oop is intercepted at the rim. That's what happens when you have that size. Facendo is able to pick it off. A little spin move. Pull up. Now kick back out. Number 14 of the Jags. Three is no good, but is brought down by the Jaguars and fouled. So number 14 and Wooden was unable to hit the three, but he was bailed out by Facendo, who got the board, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's actually Nolan Brennan. No, that is Facendo, my bad.
Hey, I got you that time.
Yes,
huh?
You did.
Facendo's first free throw. Front rims it, no good. Wilson checks back in. He'll replace Pirelli. And number two, Van Horn checks in. He replaces Wooden for the Jaguars. Second free throw, good. Extends the lead to 2, 10-8 in favor of the Jaguars with 35 seconds left. We'll see what the Lions decide to do.
I think they'll probably hold for the final shot here.
Lee brings it up. Tosses it to Stannon. Now dribble off. They're going to be content as the clock continues to run. 15 seconds left. About 8 to 9 seconds is when they'll probably most likely go. 8-7. Stannon. Takes it to Lee in the middle. See if he attacks the paint. He does. And he's fouled as he went to the hole. 2 seconds left, but he'll go to the line to shoot two and try to tie this one up.
That'll be the first foul for Nolan Brennan,
who replaced McKee earlier. Lee drains the first. A pair of subs for the Jaguars.
It's Ryan Wooten and Jack Krautzel into the game.
Lee misses the second, 2-1. That will do it for the first quarter. Jaguars lead 10-9. You're listening to this presentation of high school basketball on Velka Hoops.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for second quarter action. Jaguars lead 10-9 in a well-fought first quarter between these two teams. The Lions utilizing the three ball. They hit a pair and went to the line. Jaguars using it as well, but mostly attacking the paint and using their size to attack. Pencrest will get the ball to begin the second quarter. They trail by one. Early foul trouble for the Jaguars, though, Andrew, as McKee had to go to the bench.
Yeah, a little bit of early foul trouble for the Jaguars with Eric McKee on the bench. But both teams with three fouls here in this first half.
And here we go. So we have seen a couple of fouls on both sides as this second quarter is now underway. Lee brings it up against this 3-2 zone of Garnet Valley. Whitfield can't shoot over the top. Lee attacks the paint. Kicks it to the corner. It is stripped out of bounds. Coach Brown not happy about the call. Did happen right in front of his bench. Lee setting up to see if they attack the middle of the zone. They did put Stan in where Wilson is. And now they're going to do a pick coming to the near side. They're standing, slipping up in the middle of the paint. It's good.
Very nice play there by Pencrest. They were able to put Ben Stanton right in the middle of that Jaguar zone and able to create a couple of picks and get him open.
Culler brings up the ball. High post, slipping, and then Pencrest is not surprised. They're slipping and watching that dump off against the paint as they continue to run their play. It's well executed along the far side. They're staying with them. McKee's back into the game. Something to keep an eye on with those two fouls. Continue just the cut, pick, and then reverse. Van Horn to the hole, left-handed layup, gets the kind roll. The junior point guard reclaims the lead. So like Tuesday, Andrew, back and forth, here we go. Stan and bringing up the ball against this 3-2 zone that the Jaguars seem content using tonight.
They do. Pencrest has had a little bit of trouble with it, but they've been able to execute their offense.
Lee in the middle of the court, slips past and gets the foul. He was unable to make the three-point play, but that's a second foul for Nolan Brennan. So he checked in the game as a sub. He's in foul trouble with 6:16 here in the second quarter. Lee at the line to shoot two. First one's nothing but nylon. Ties this one up. 21 replaces Brennan. That's Facenda. Lee's second free throw. Good. Lions go back on top.
13-12 here with 6:15 and counting to go in the second quarter.
Culler brings up the ball. They're perfectly content running this pick play at the top, and he continue to slip off that back pick. Van Horn, the top of the key. Good hands by Stanley. He's able to strip it out of his hands, but is unable to get the steal. They're running their stuff, and this is a good defensive possession by Pancrest. As it is stolen this time by Whitfield, pushing the pace, Lee, and they're going to call a foul on Van Horn. That is the 15th foul for the Jaguars.
That was an excellent defensive possession from Pancrest. They're playing a straight man-to-man. They were with their man on every cut.
Hempfield, excuse me, that's Chase. The inbound it. Loses the ball on Lee. So the steal goes to the Jaguars, and Van Horn is able to poke it out. This is good preparation by the Lions because they are anticipating these cuts. Slip it to the far side. Wooden kicks it back to Kohler. One-on-one with Stanton if he wants it at the top. It is a dump down. Lions double the paint, and they're able to capitalize. They dump it down to Vicenda. Turnaround off the glass and good.
Didn't really matter that Pancrest put the double team on. He was still able to put the bucket up and in.
If he went back to the middle, it wouldn't have been a problem, but he slipped to the right side where he was able to use the backboard and take the 14-13 lead with 4:40 here in the second quarter. Lee, top of the key against the 3-2. He's got Whitfield in the corner. He lets this one fly, and it's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Have to watch him. He can get hot in a hurry. 16-14 in favor of Pancrest. Kohler drives it this time. He has the pick. Kicked at the Van Horn. Kohler. Watch the back pick. Vicenda kicks it to McKee. The jump shot is good. Tied up at 16. Logan McKee, the 6'4" junior forward. If he can stay out of foul trouble, he'll be a problem for the Lions. Whitfield lets us fly again. Oh, in and out. It rattles out.
Halfway down. And it decided, nope.
Kohler, they've been utilizing back picks all night. Vicenda 1-on-1 in the paint. Bullies his way in for two. Powerful move by Facenda, the junior big fella. Lee walks this one up. Down by 2 or 3:20 here. Kicks it to Lee on the far side. So you have a triangle almost on the far side against this zone. Standing 1-on-1, puts the moves on him. Kicks it out to Lee. Slips. Whitfield in the corner. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And that's what I was talking about in pregame. He can get hot. That's his second three of the first half to take back the lead 19-18 here at 2:45. To the far side. Jaguars moving the ball. Van Horn slips at the collar. He's got 1-on-1 in the paint. Facenda taking his guy to school. Up and good. That is an old school Chevy move right there.
Just using his body, using his strength, backing his man down, turning and laying it up and in for two.
Jaguars, 1-point lead. Lee has Kohler. It's a 3-2 zone, but he has his man. Now it's a... And the ball's thrown out of bounds. Actually, Andrew, it looked like they went to a little man-to-man to throw him off on that one, and it worked. Checking out is Van Horn as Sneeris goes back into the game for some more height. 2 minutes until halftime. McKee lost it and is able to bring it down. Kohler, he's got 1-on-1. Off the Vicenda pick. They're picking rolling. That is Kohler. Slips it. Off the glass. No good. And they're going to call an offensive foul. Attacking the paint. Too aggressive.
A little bit over the back there on the Jaguars defender. Offensive player. Trying to grab the rebound.
Yeah, he was trying to go at the glass. So that foul, that can't be right. They must have messed that one up on the board. Because that wasn't on McKee. So here goes Lee, slipping. Attacking the dive by Lee. It's good. So they throw it to the corner, hit the cutter, and it is good to make it 21-20.
Back and forth we go. Another great game of high school hoops.
Absolutely. Here's the cut on the other end. Coming off the pick, Sneeris gets the feed up and good off the glass. utilizing the net as a protector as he went on the reverse side to make it a one-point lead for the Jaguars. A minute left until halftime. Stannin on the far side. It's off his foot and out of bounds. We have a great game on our hands inside the 2020 Center in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania.
Stanton claiming a deflection off the Garnet Valley foot, but that went straight off his leg.
Color? We'll see if they run that back pick once again, Andrew. They've been doing it the entire first half, switching and utilizing their height. Here's the dive. And once again, Kohler finds Facenda, and he's been their go-to player in the paint. 35 seconds. Three-point lead for Garnet Valley. Lee has Kohler one-on-one. They decide to go to man defense. They're going four corners, Andrew. And they're perfectly content draining this clock. Stannin, one-on-one. Oh, Lee slipped. He had him. He missed him. 4 seconds. Stannin for three. It's good. And then we're tied at half.
Transport three-pointer.
That is a huge three by Stannin. The Lions been utilizing the three ball all half. Tie this one up as we head to the half. You're listening to this presentation of high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their Media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room, or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District, as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op, or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back at the half. We're tied at 24 with a huge Ben Stannin three right before the buzzer.
Yeah, that was just excellent work by Pencrest to be able to play the four corners offense, drain the clock down, and then get that final shot, which Ben Stannin was able to make from well beyond that three-point arc.
And let's say that wasn't designed.
No. It wasn't designed.
You got four corners, you don't anticipate a three from 6 feet behind the line.
No, that was not the design of the four corners offense, but the design was to get a late shot off in the quarter, but it ended up being more of a hurried shot because Garnet Valley was playing some excellent defense.
And I said in pregame, Andrew, the three-pointer will be the difference. and has proven to be the only thing keeping Pencrest in this game so far. Because Pencrest needs that three ball, whereas Garner Valley, Vicenda is making a pay. They are picking and rolling them to death.
Yeah, they're running the pick and rolls. They're getting Vicenda one-on-one matchups a little bit. Maybe a mismatch, but that might just be because Pencrest doesn't have the size
to deal
with.
They're undersized. They got 6'3", 6'3", and 6'4", on their front line. No matter who they switch on, it's going to be a good matchup for them in the paint.
That's for sure. But it's been a master class by Garnet Valley on how to work the ball inside and old school basketball in the paint.
And they're running their plays. And as you can see, but Pencrest is sticking with them as they continue this switch. And sometimes they're not. You saw Stan, shoo off that defender when they're and switch back. So you have seen a good job by the Pencrest defense. I'm curious to see if Garnet Valley switches it up because the three ball is working. But you know what? You were winning it up until that three-point shot. See, they stick with it because they do have the size defensively. But I agree, talking at halftime, I don't know if they want to chance Lee with a one-on-one matchup and attacking his guy.
Because Sahir Lee has that agility. He has that burst off the dribble.
He's one of the most athletic guys in the Central League.
To beat anybody on the court.
Right.
Well, if you're working with a three-point shot, the problem is that you live and die by it.
100%.
And Pencrest
is really living off
of this. Yeah, if he finds the zone and he can make it. But, of course, he can come back from the second half and not be able to get anything on a three-point shot. And that's why...
Yep.
Fundamental basketball, particularly at the high school level, if your three shots technically should be taken out of frustration that you can't get into the paint and make the shot. Now, I don't know that that's the way it always works out, but that's supposed to be the reason for it. Or if you're doing with a shot clock, your three-point distance, down to 3 seconds.
They want them to take the three because they are doing a zone defense, and they are kicking it out, so those are the open looks that they're taking.
But, of course, then you got to sink them because invariably, unless you're doing a heck of a job underneath the glass, you're going to lose possession and lose the potential points. Mm-hmm. So, I think 3 points in high school is a little overplayed because the real advantage of 3-point shots in college and the pros is the shot clock.
Yeah, right.
You're running out of time. You can be anywhere. And in fact, if you've got a clean look and there's 3 seconds left in the shot clock, take the 3-pointer. What difference does it make? You're going to lose the ball anyway.
Yeah.
But I think when you see these guys drive down and they get a good look and they go for a 3-pointer, we all know it's not a high percentage shot. That being said, somebody can hit 3 out of 5 and win the game with that. So,
exactly.
It's tough. I just don't know how you coach it.
But the thing is, though, with Pencrest, you don't have the size. So I think you have to rely on that three ball or try and get transition buckets and clean looks. And the thing is, it doesn't look like Garnet Valley is going to turn the ball over anytime soon. They have about 3 very good ball handlers to bring up the ball.
Right. I think what you do is you try to use your speed to get into the paint and take your shots. I think the problem is that you've got to not only get yourself open a little bit, but you've got to take that shot really quickly too. And then, of course, the other aspect you can try, depending on who's around the glass, is to see if you can get some of your quicker guys to take a running leap at that rebound. Of course, the problem is you got to judge where that rebound's going to drop, and that's not easy to do. But look, it's a 24-24 game. The formula for both teams is working. Nobody is led by more than 4 points, I think.
I think the biggest lead of tonight has been, I think, 4 points by Garnet Valley.
Normally, I'm a little more in-depth to that, but I'm trying a new stat program that I want to do with the broadcast. And, I'm having a nervous breakdown. It's my first night. I remember in football, the first time I did the stats, it was like, I'm never going to figure this out.
So, quick story, Mike. My first time doing stats at high school football, the first drive, there was a block punt.
Oh, boy.
No idea. I just looked at it. I was like, throw my hands up.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the beauty of stats, since we don't use them live. And I've when I was teaching Andrew, I was saying, look, if you're getting confused, just, do this on the computer and then just move to the next play. We'll go back and figure it out. The problem is, depending on what you do, is you may end up with the wrong score, and that's a problem. All right, we're ready to go. So should I go ahead and sign off for the commercial break?
Oh, you might.
You're listening to High School Basketball, where high school basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live,
but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893.
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Now back to the second half with Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome back for second half action. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. Tied at 24. This is a huge game in the standings, Andrew. Both teams are 1-2 in the conference. This could be a huge game later on to determine who gets a better seed moving forward.
Yes, it can be. And we will have both, hopefully both the boys and girls Central League championships coming later in the late February, early March.
Here we go. And we are back as Carr brings up the ball. Man-to-man for the Lions defense. They dumb it down inside. The ball is loose on the ground, but the Jaguars are able to corral it. The foul is on number zero, Garrett Whitfield of the Lions. First foul of the second half. So 9 seconds in, we already have a foul call. Stan's got Collar at the top of the key. They look for the dump. It's up off the glass and good. Wooden's able to provide the lead for the Jaguars. Design play coming out of halftime. They ran it twice this time to perfection. It's man-to-man for Garnet Valley coming out of the second half. Lee standing in the corner. Ball tipped. Good block by the Jaguars on Stanton. Three-point shot on the near side corner. Jaguars reset on the wing. McKee's three. Too strong. Foul on the floor on the box out. That's Pirelli. He's going to be in foul trouble after that one.
That's his third.
Off the slip. It's tossed to the corner. Wooden. 1-on-1. He has Lee on him. Hands off the Collar.
Pencrest now dropping into what looks like maybe a little bit of a zone.
They're sagging off, but they are playing man. They're playing good help defense as it's tossed to McKee. This time from the other side on the wing, he drains it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Who shot that?
And Coach Doyle wants to take a timeout. 29-24, 6:33 here in the third. Don't go anywhere. More Delco Hoops coming at you next.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Garnet Valley giving a little dose of their own as McKee drains the three. Biggest lead of the game, 5 for Garnet Valley. Stanton dribbling up the ball. Man-to-man defense for the Jaguars.
Coach Doyle's having some conversations with the referees here during the stoppages.
That's no surprise, Andrew.
No, it's not.
As Lee kicks it to the near side. Fumbled, but Stanton gets the ball back. Has Collar on him, 1-on-1 at the top. That's the Lee. They're not going to let Lee attack the paint this time. kicks it to the corner. Shots up, no good, too strong. Rebounded by McKee. 1-on-1, Kohler to the lane. Turn around, he had the JV1, he passed this one up. Vicenda, too strong as he attacks the paint, gets the foul. Vicenda's been the player of the game so far. He is eating up.
Who was the foul on?
That was against number 14, Chase Wilson.
They could have called it on two different defenders. Both guys fouled as he went up. And first free throw is up and good. Vicenda's second shot. No good. They're going to call a lane violation or a foul. Lane violation against Pencrest. It did look like he was in the paint early. So it's 5:45 here. Jaguars lead by 6. Vicenda's second free throw. A do-over. But this time, he went in early. So two straight lane violations, one against Pencrest, one against Garnet Valley. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. You don't usually see it from the free throw shooter either.
Biggest lead of the game for Garnet Valley. See, Stannon utilizes that mid-range game. Lee brings up the ball. Kicks it to the far side and Chase. To the near side, the jumper by Pencrest is up and good. Hemp Hill Jr. knocks that down. Straight man-to-man for the Lions. Kohler. Around the horn. Back pick. Pencrest tries to jump it. Three-pointer on the far side. Air ball, but Vicenda, you know who, gets the rebound up and good. They could have caught a foul and said they don't. The Jaguars feasting on the offensive glass early on here in the second half. Lee. Wilson on far side. Outstanding. Foul on number 21. You guessed it, Ryan Vicenda. Blocking foul on him.
That's his first.
Wilson takes a seat, bringing more size than Pirelli. They're going to need his presence on the glass.
Pirelli back into the game with 3 fouls.
Stannon kicks it around. That's Lee. Back to the far side for 3. That's no good. It looked like it might have been tipped. Winfield shot. Good job by the Jaguars getting a hand up. 4:15 here. Jaguars lead 32-26. That's McKee. He can knock down that 3 at the top of the key. Bullies his way into the paint, up and good. He took his man down to the weight room, and a technical foul on McKee. That is a huge call. He was already in foul trouble. McKee's a good player, but he's letting his emotions get the best of him. He picked up a cheap foul early on in the first half, Andrew, along our baseline. Now he gets a technical.
They gave that one to Kohler.
They gave it to Kohler. I could have swore that was on McKee. They pointed to him, and he was freaking out.
That's what I thought, too.
But Whitfield drains both free throws. 3:58 here in the third quarter. That can't be right. They're saying that's Kohler's fourth foul. I'm not trusting that board anymore.
The sideboard looks like to be correct. They've got McKee with 3 fouls, but bottom lower part of that scoreboard isn't.
Little wrong.
Can't be right.
Can't trust the board. All right. Here we go. 6-point game. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Pencrest ball. Slip, standing, can kick it to the corner, open for 3. Needs it, too strong. Jaguars come down with it, the Lions needed that one. A clean, open look for Hemphill.
Just didn't fall for Hemphill.
Vicenda at the top of the key, has Pirelli on him. Dribble handoff, takes standing, back out to Vicenda on the jumper. No good, but rebound to Garnet Valley. Pirelli intercepts the pass. Lee, 1-on-1, see if he takes it to the lane. He does. Kicks it out. Around the horn. Standing for 3. No good. Too strong, but Lee comes down with it. Pulls this one out. He has a Pirelli pick. Trying to go left. Now he's got the matchup he wants. They're going to clear out. He's got the big guy on him. He can't stay in front of him. They slip. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Lee.
Very nice move by Vicenda. Just standing there. Wait. He knows Lee's coming. And he just stands there and takes the foul, takes the hit.
He jumped it. There were 2 guys there, but he was planted beforehand.
Yeah. The one Jag defender moved out of the way. Vicenda didn't move.
You didn't see him. 2:54 here in the third. Jaguars lead by 6. 34-28. Kohler brings it up. And it's that post move. Here we go. He's got Whitfield on him. And takes him right to the bucket. And good. Sneeris has about a 6-inch advantage on him. The freshman, his 7th point. Stannon, a little dribble handoff. Back to Lee. I've yet to see a jump shot by Lee tonight. Ball is loose on the ground. Jaguars take over.
Whitfield just ran into the Garnet Valley defender. Didn't even realize he was there.
I think he was so focused on the play that he lost control of the ball. Kicked around the horn. That's Culler. He's got Stan 1-on-1 with him. Now the pick to the top of the key. The shot is up. Rims it. A foul against the Jaguars off the Pirelli board. But boy, are the Lions lucky because number 14, Ryan Wooden, had a clean look from three.
Yeah, that one goes against Ryan Facenda.
Who is that? 1-10? I'm sorry, Facenda?
Facenda picked up the foul, his second.
Lee brings up the ball as we're under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Lions trail by eight. Lee, it's 1-on-1 all the way around. Takes his man, stand in the mid-range, kicks it at the Whitfield for three. Rimmed it, but the ball is loose, goes to Lee. Give it right back to him. Whitfield shoots it again. Front rims it. And there was an elbow throw that they did not call on that one. Minute 15. They're going to zone. They're throwing. So the Lions switch it up. They go to a 2-3 zone with a minute left. Culler gets it to the far side around the horn. And they're content to sending it back up. First time we've seen zone from the Lions tonight. Cyrus back to the outside. That is a big boy out there. Cyrus for three. No good. And that is another foul on the glass, but you have to credit. Facenda's being aggressive. 37 seconds left.
Who got the foul?
Facenda again. That's his third here. Team's fourth with 38 to go here in the third quarter.
Good segue there, Andrew.
Lee dribbles up the ball. Has Pirelli. Instead, he goes to Wilson. Standing goes baseline. That's where the ball goes. He goes up. Shot. In. Out. In again for the Lions. 20 seconds down by six. Most likely the last shot of the third quarter. Standing now with double digits. He has 10 points tonight. 5, 4, 3, 2. Van Horn for three. Nothing but nylon at the buzzer.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
9-point lead after that. Van Horn threes. We head to the fourth. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelgaHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for fourth quarter action. Jaguars hit a huge three at the buzzer to extend their lead to 9. Andrew, big fourth quarter. Let's see what Coach Doyle has drawn up.
Big fourth quarter here for both teams. Jaguars in a little bit kind of in control of this game, up 9 here, with only 8 minutes to go in this ball game. But Pencrest has possession here coming into the fourth. Let's see what they do here. See if they can get some points, maybe draw up a play to get an open three-point look.
They need to start hitting some threes to try and call their way back into this one. Lee gets the inbounds. Fourth quarter underway. Wilson, 1-on-1. That's standing off the pick. Give it to him. Kicks it around the horn. Jumps it. Now he kicks it to Lee. Standing, Pirelli with the ball. They're just running baseline, trying to slip. Standing, goes baseline. Nobody's home. Lee, 1-on-1 with him. He can take him. Jumper, first one of the game. Hands it.
Such
here
a
comes
sweet
the
stroke.
Press. Here comes the press. They're going to try and mix up some tempo. Hit it right into the middle of Van Horn. They break it easily. Kicks it around. All Garnet Valley has to do is preserve this lead. 7 minutes to go, up by 7. Wooden had Lee. Now he's in the face of Culler. Now they switch. They're okay just draining as much clock as they can. They're playing four corners. They're making them extend. And the slip, stolen by Stannon. That's exactly what they wanted. Whitfield for three. Off the rim, no good. Front rimmed it.
Culler takes the rebound.
Van Horn thought about it, then kicked it out. Smart plays. They chew up more clock with this four corners against this zone. And they're perfectly content just letting the clock run as we're now at 6 minutes. Kick it to the far side. Three-pointers up, no good by Wooden. Pancrest takes over. Lee for three. Needs this one. Too strong. Culler on the rebound. Pancrest needs to push the tempo as we're at 540 now and counting. They trap the corner. They go in the middle to Van Horn. Pull it back out. Skip it to around the far side, and the three-pointer's good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Wooden on the three. Pushes the lead back to 10. Stannin's double team when he first gets the ball at the top of the key. Takes it all the way to the hole. Has it stripped out of his hands off that double team.
Very good hands there from Drew Van Horn.
He's had an impact off the bench of the Jaguars.
Very, very talented sixth man to have.
And guess what? Another junior. Wooden skips it. Van Horn. Oh, he wanted that same exact spot he hit at the end of the third quarter. Inside, he passed it up. 440 now. Lions down 10. On the oop. Wooden finds Van Horn. Biggest lead of the game. Up to 12. Lee. One-on-one. Story. Second half. Pancrest hasn't been able to knock down that three-point shot that Mike was talking about at halftime. Lee just flicks it up. Kind of a desperation move as he flicked the ball up with his opposite hand.
Tried to go through contact and get a foul, but refs keep the whistle silent.
Well, when going into two different guys, I don't think they're going to bail you out on that call.
Yeah.
3:50. Jaguars lead by 12, 44-32. Jaguars 6-3, looking to go 7-3. Van Horn for three from the far side. As Mike was saying, nothing but air. Stolen by Stannin. Behind the back, all the way to the lane. Gets his pocket picked. Now they toss it up. And one for the big fella. Number 23, Nolan Brennan, gets fouled. See if he can complete the three-point play as Garner Valley's running away with this one.
Yeah, that they are. Excellent work on the defensive end has contributed to Garner Valley building this 14, potentially 15-point lead. Excellent defensive play there from Ryan Facenda to knock the ball away and create the fast break opportunity for Garnet Valley.
Free throw is no good. And a foul. Not the best foul in the world. Jags, I guess he missed a free throw trying to get the ball back.
Jags bench none too happy about that call.
He takes a seat. Lee brings up 3:20 left in this ball game. Whitfield. Tosses to Wilson. That's Lee on the far side. He's got his man with him. Splits the double. Takes it to the lane. Up, no good. Just been a lid on all night for him. This time he has the three on the far side. Just can't buy a bucket here in the second half. Jaguars go four corners. Take their time. Timeout. Garnet Valley. 2:40 left here. Jaguars lead 46-32. We'll step aside. Basketball's never sounded so good on Delco Hoops.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, 2:40 and counting. Jaguars lead 46-32. Culler's got Lee 101. Now a foul. They call it on Pirelli. It's his fourth. Next one, and they're in the bonus. Here comes a double on Culler. He's able to toss it out. Now the foul is committed. 1-1. 2:24 here in the fourth quarter.
Who's the foul on? Do we know?
Whitfield, number zero. First free throw for Wooden is good. The seniors had himself quite a ball game tonight. I think Facenda's probably your player of the game. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah.
Second free throw extends lead to 16.
Excellent on both ends of the floor.
Lee brings it up. He's got Stan on his left side. That's where he goes. Decides not to use the pick. Now he switches to the far side. Pirelli. Over to Lee. Goes in between the legs. Middle of the lane. Up and good on the floater. Pancrest applying some pressures. We're now under 2 minutes. Dangerous pass as he lobs it across court. Cyrus wide open underneath as Pankhurst had everybody up front. Lee kicks it out to Stannon. Open three. Kansas.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Timeout Pankhurst with a minute 36 left. Don't go anywhere. More Delco Hoops coming up next.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 50-37 in favor of the Jaguars. They are on their way to improve to 7-3, 2-2 in league play. Pankhurst will fall to 4-4 on the season, 1-3 in Central League action.
Well, obviously, you know, if Pankhurst had made the three-point shots, it'd be a whole lot closer.
Yeah, that's the story of the second half, Mike.
That's right.
There was a lid on the hoop. But even when they went to the paint, there wasn't much there. That's as Garnet Valley brings the ball up, drop into a zone. Jaguars holding it. They go four corners, tossing the ball all the way around. Wooden, the color. Snyris underneath. Layup, no good. He's able to get his own board, though. And that's the big difference in this game, has been the offensive glass. Extra possessions and attacking the paint.
That it has, especially here in the second half. Garnet Valley's been able to use their size to great advantage, to their advantage, and really shown how much their size can make a difference.
Line change for Pankhurst, led by their senior number four, Charlie DePasqua, checking into the game as Coach Doyle takes out his remaining starters. Down by 13 with a minute to go.
Always good to let some of your bench guys get some action against a fairly competitive team in Garnet Valley early in the season still, so that if one of your starters does go down, you're able to lean on some of your other guys later.
Van Horn, he's been all over the place as the sixth man as he's able to grab that rebound. Timeout, Garnet Valley. We'll keep it here, though. Was this a substitution timeout? 55 seconds. For three along the far side, no good. Rebound, Pankhurst. Pushing the pace. Brings up the ball. The pass go open on the near side. Looking for his guys. Drops it down. 30 seconds. He's got two different guys posting up. Here comes the slip. And the jump shot. Too strong as Van Horn races down. And one. Went strong to the hoop and finishes. 18 seconds left in this ball game. Pankhurst will fall to 4-4, 1-3 in Central League play. Garnet Valley 7-3, 2-2 in league. Free throw is good. 53-37. 15 seconds. 10 seconds. The Pasqua bullies his way into the paint. Floater, handed off. No good, and that will do it. Final score, 53. Lions 37. Jaguars advance. 7-3, 2-2 in Central League. Pankhurst falls to 4-4, 1-3. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. As we are going to wrap this one up, you're listening to this presentation of high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. As the player of the game, we're going to give it to number 21, the junior Ryan Facenda, who's about to join us. And Ryan, you guys won on the glass tonight. Anything to add to that? I mean, you guys pretty much, you were picking and rolling them and tacking the glass the entire first half. You needed that in the second half as well.
Yeah, we made it a vocal point coming into the game. You know, we had to get offensive boards. Previous games, we haven't been doing it, but I think we did a great job on the glass tonight. Got those second point opportunities.
So, big three by standing, going to the halftime. You evaporate that lead. You're tied. What was your coach telling you at halftime, what you guys needed to do? Because you guys, from the second half start, controlled the entire tempo of that second half.
Yeah, well, we knew coming out of halftime, we knew if we just played our game, you know, did our thing. They were shot really well in the first half, so we just had to play better defense, get a couple stops, and I think we just controlled the second half really well.
What did you think of your guard play, especially Kohler? He was bringing up the ball, setting that tempo for you guys as you were able to cut that pick and allowed you to have room to operate.
You know, he made a good change from shooting guard to point guard this year. He's done a really good job over the summer. I think he's got a really good court vision now, coming off the summer, all the experience in those games. So I think he's done a really good job getting everyone open and finding people.
All right, great game. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That will do it for tonight's game as Garnet Valley wraps up this one. Andrew, last thoughts?
Excellent game by Garnet Valley. They were able to work on the offensive glass, and that was really the story of the game, the offensive glass and the points in the paint.
And then to Mike's point at halftime, the shots just weren't falling for Pencrest. They weren't falling in the second half, and then when they tried to attack the paint, there was nothing doing. They had the size to knock them down, and this blocked their shots. So that was the difference in this one as Garnet Valley wins. Check DelcoHoops.com for the next game, Andrew. Do you know off the top of your head? I believe it's next week you will get more action.
We've got another game next week. I'm not sure when it is exactly, but we'll be on the air sometime next week with, I believe, both a boys' game and a girls' game.
I know next week, I believe next Saturday, Strathaven girls is the next game I will be calling. I know Brian, I believe, has two games, Tuesday and Thursday, but make sure you check the site. We'll have everything posted for everybody.
Yeah, we'll have all our information up on the Delco Hoops website, and keep your eye out on the website and on Twitter. We'll let you know where we're going to be, which days. So for Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer, saying good night and good basketball.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.